Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show, and just like you, we might be naked right now if you're getting ready for work or something. Hey, that's nothing to be ashamed of, right? I mean, we're all just kind of doing our thing and, you know, looking our best naked.
You might be. We are definitely clothed.
Oh, you have pants on right now?
Yes.
Okay, give me just 1 second. Hang on a second. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Let's talk about the Indy 500 and the incredible finish to that on Sunday.
Rossi's going to have a massive draft on Simon Pagenaud into the home stretch. Less than half a mile. Simon Pagenaud sweeps him up the May and wins his maiden Indy 500.
Yep, Simon Pagenaud won the Indianapolis 500. The margin of victory, they say, was the seventh closest in 103 years of the race. He's the first Frenchman to win the Indy 500 since Rene Thomas in 1914, so way to go. There's a new one. Yeah, this happened months ago. It was a big uproar. There's a new Gillette Razor commercial. It shows a man helping his transgender son shave for the first time. They captioned this ad, "Whenever, wherever, however." Honestly, I thought I was a Shakira song for a second. Wherever, whenever, we'll shave together. Here's a little clip of that.
I went into my transition just wanting to be happy. I'm glad I'm at the point where I'm able to shave.
Now, don't be scared. Shaving is about being confident. Oh, you're doing fine. You are doing fine.
I'm at the point in my manhood where I'm actually happy. It's not just myself transitioning, it's everybody around me transitioning.
Good for you, but let me tell you this. As a guy that has a beard, because, well, I don't know, it covers up my chins, but in general, I used to want to be like you and shave and have facial hair. Shaving sucks! Does anybody actually like shaving, man or woman alive? Please.
No. So that's why your beard is so long, because you just hate shaving?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons. Plus, like I said, I've got about 3 or 4 chins right now. I'm kind of like Peter Griffin, so I like to grow it out so you don't see
understand.
How fat I am.
I, like, every man in my life has always said, oh, I need a beard, it covers up my chin, or whatever, it makes me look slimmer.
Alex, I look like a child molester without a beard.
No, you look good without a beard. A giant beard always makes people look bigger than they are, in my opinion. And I have said that to so many guys.
I feel like beards are like kind of like Botox for women. They think it just like covers up their flaws.
It does. Liv.
You know?
Liv, like I'm not saying this looks good, but Liv, where's the flaws? Point out the flaws.
Or like makeup. It's like makeup. But I remember the first time shaving my legs and it looked like it was a freaking massacre in my shower.
Did you really cut that bad?
Yes, like at least 10 places.
I remember shaving my head. I honestly thought I had to go to the hospital. Like, ah, God, it's still bleeding. Yeah, so, but hey, congratulations. That's interesting. A lawyer from Colorado is the 11th person. Let me repeat, the 11th person to die descending Everest in the last 10 days. I understand people go there and probably this is the best time of the year to do that, but the 63-year-old man died suddenly after his descent, and he made it up, and he started coming down, and his death remains unclear, and it probably will be for a while because they have to go up there and get the body.
Ew.
He's the second American to die in the last 10 days after reaching the peak. I guess each their own. Like, I don't mind like a hiking trail. I think those are nice and beautiful, but I don't get people that want to climb up in that cold weather to the top. Like, what are you looking for?
I would never do that in a million years.
Dude, I would not even do that.
Put me in a simulator. I'll take a Stairmaster and put it in like a freezer. It's the same thing. Okay, there's a brand new disorder. Let me know what you guys think about this. I actually would like to know what you as a parent think about it. If you're listening right now, you got your little kiddo ready. If you think, yeah, you know what? This is a real disorder. The World Health Organization has added gaming disorder as a modern disease and describes it as a pattern of persistent or recurrent gaming behavior, which can be online or offline, manifested by impaired control over gaming, increasing priority given to gaming to the extent that the gaming takes precedent over life and interest in daily activities, and the continuation of escalation of gaming despite yada, yada, yada. Pretty much they're saying it is your number one thing in your life. Just like if you were drinking or doing drugs, it's like the number one thing. But they're actually recognizing it now, and they're saying that if you have kids with these symptoms and these things, you really should go see your family physician and try to get help. Is it really that bad? I mean, I don't want to hang out with my little bro, Michael. He loves playing Fortnite.
I believe it because I've seen those YouTube videos where the parents try to take away the games for whatever kind of punishment, and
yeah,
the kid is flipping out.
If you're a parent, 833-JOE-ALEX, or maybe you know a kiddo that's kind of going through that, I want to know if anybody listening actually has a kid with kind of a gaming disorder. Alex talked about this in the opening of the show, but it's everywhere. Here in Indianapolis, Indiana, just north of us, there were some tornadoes, but also really hit hard was Oklahoma and Dayton, Ohio. But a powerful EF3 tornado killed at least 2 people, destroyed a motel, and devastated a mobile home park in Oklahoma. This happened over the weekend. At least 29 people were injured by the tornadoes, which hit overnight on a Saturday. There's no good time for a tornado, but we've talked about this. Could you imagine it? You're sleeping. It's pitch black. You can't see the tornado coming. You just hear sirens.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Super scary. 29 people were injured by that tornado. An EF3 tornado is about 75 yards wide, so imagine a football field length. It's almost as wide as that, and it can have winds up to 165 miles per hour. Moving on to sports this morning, I'm always curious to see what Liv the Web Girl thinks, but the Toronto Raptors beat the Milwaukee Bucks 100-94 to reach the NBA Finals for the first time ever. Toronto will now host the Golden State Warriors. Boo! In game one of the NBA Finals on Thursday night. So are we all rooting for Toronto?
Yeah.
Or are we rooting for Golden State?
I'm rooting for Toronto, definitely, but I don't know if they're going to be able to get it done. I know Kevin Durant is probably going to be out for the first game.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's going to be back the others. But what happens when Kevin Durant is not in, Steph Curry gets in his vibe and he just blows off. So I don't know. I'm hoping it's not a sweep. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I feel really bad rooting for like Canada, but I feel like I have.
I don't.
You don't?
No, my husband Biebs is from there.
Oh.
So
does your
not
boyfriend Jewel Daddy know about that? Okay. And finally, today's a special day. I think I should celebrate accordingly. It normally would be Taco Tuesday, but today it's National Hamburger Day. So I don't think I can ask Alex because you don't eat burgers, right?
I do like burgers a lot, but I don't put cheese or anything on it. It's just plain the patty and the bun.
Who's got the best burger then? It could be a fast food or a restaurant. Like, I'm probably just more fast food. Let's keep it simple like that. Like, I would say Wendy's has got the best burger for like a fast food joint, right?
So the only burger I've had from a fast food place within the last 5 years is McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And holy cow, I had one I think 6 or 7 months ago, just a bite of one. I forgot how good they are.
Pork Chop, who do you think has the best burgers, like at a fast food joint?
I really like McDonald's burgers.
Really? Am I the only one that's like a classic, like from Dave, you know, like a classic single?
The Baconator. I like Culver's and I like Five Guys.
Culver's is good. And yeah, those are actually all good.
But I have been dying to try Shake Shack. I've tried.
That's good.
I've tried In-N-Out.
What did
you
think?
I've tried Whataburger.
That was very
good,
too.
And then Shake Shack is the only other thing that I really want to try. What do I think about what? Live In-N-Out?
Yes.
Okay, the first time I had it, I thought it was okay. I thought it was pretty good. And then the second time I had it, I thought it was terrible. So okay. Now I'm like kind of up in the air about it.
Wow.
Well,
let's talk to Haley real quick as we wrap up Joe's Need to Know News. Haley, we were talking about gaming. Is it an actual disorder? And do you know somebody that kind of suffers with it?
Yeah, growing up, I had a friend of mine that I grew up with my entire life, and her brother gave up his gaming system for Lent, and, you know, they're a good Catholic family, and his parents made sure he stayed off of it, and he went completely nuts. He would be breaking stuff, throwing everything everywhere. Like, it was really bad to the point where they almost had to send him somewhere because
Whoa.
He was completely off the chain.
Oh my God.
It's like he was possessed by the devil or something.
Yeah, I've never seen him act like that before.
Ooh, see, that's a freaks me out. I would rather my kids don't ever have a gaming system because I am so nervous about them becoming like that.
I just don't get it, Haley and Alex and everybody. Like, I don't understand like how now it's such a big problem because growing up, we didn't have like mobile phone games. But I played Xbox, PS1. We had like Nintendo 64. We had all the different consoles and I played all the violent games. But we weren't addicted like Call of Duty, like similar to Fortnite.
Yeah, but
we
how
weren't
old
on there.
Were you?
I started when I was probably like 8 or 9 years old all the way up to now. I'm 33.
They had Call of Duty when you were 8 years old.
I'm saying games like that as I go along. I've played those games as a younger adult, for sure, like when I was in high school.
Mm. Well, and this was back like when, you know, Tony Hawk, Pro Skater and stuff was out. Like, not the
yes.
violent games even. It just regular, the first couple games, you know, that came out, I think they had a PlayStation.
Yeah, so that's like way back there and still the same thing. Haley, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. If you want to see all these stories, we'll have different links. If there's videos, we'll put them up too on our blog, the Joe's Need to Know News blog at joeandalexshow.com.